Welcome to a very special rapid fire news edition of WDKS. We interrupt your regularly scheduled episode for this short, sweet, to the point, rapid fire go. I'm Kyle.
I'm River.
We're going to give you some news stories. Reed is off on assignment this week. We actually sent him to the Amazon jungle to see about butt sex. So while he learns about butt sex, we're just going to do some news for you. Okay. River, I think that you have the first news story.
I do. I have a pretty bizarre one. Company sells $80 used tissue so that people can quote unquote choose when to get sick. So this company is selling tissues which have been sneezed on by another human for $80 to help build immunity so that you can choose, quote unquote, choose when you get sick. So it's supposed to basically do what a shot would do for you, but it's bullshit.
What do you do, like lick it or?
Use it as if you were using a normal tissue.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the anti-vaxxers just went and got full retard and it's come full circle now.
Well, this is for like the common cold.
No, I know, but this is just as insane to me as like someone saying don't get vaccinated.
Oh, it's totally insane. And the funny part is at the end of this article, they say, there are no vaccines to combat the common cold. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC, the best way to protect yourself from symptoms of the cold is to wash your hands often, stay away from others who are sick, and avoid touching facial orifices where germs can enter the body. Wow. We haven't known that forever. You got to buy these $80 tissues.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're going to say that, and then they're going to turn around and be like, but also buy our $80 tissue.
And check out this fancy-ass box they come in. A used tissue looking real fancy.
Oh, my God. That's so dumb.
It's got, like, that white marble-looking stuff that's really popular right now. Like, they
feel like it could be Gucci branded.
Yeah, it's like super fancy, like think really nice like makeup or something. That's what it looks like. But when you open it, you just get someone's used tissue.
That's gross.
It's nasty.
All right, so I think that we've covered that.
Next one.
This is the rapid fire news, so we're going to go to the next one. I got the next one. Are you ready for the next one?
I'm ready for the next one.
Okay, I'm going to bring this to you because I couldn't wait on this one. This man is my hero, okay? I'll just read you the headline. This man is my absolute hero, and anybody who knows me is going to immediately pick out why this man is my hero.
Oh, snap.
84-year-old Boston man hailed as octopus whisperer.
What?
Wilson Maneshi estimates he spent over 7,500 hours of his life hanging out with octopus.
Okay, that's really cool, but the plural for octopi is octopuses.
Octopodes. But basically, this guy, he's 84 years old. He was an engineer, and he retired and then started volunteering at the Boston Aquarium.
That is so
and
cool.
He has always had a fascination with octopi. I almost did it again. Octopuses. I'm sorry. I do love octopuses, but it's for years and years. I did not know that the correct plural was octopuses or octopode with a D. So it's just been for the past, what is it, year and a half, you think, like trying to wean myself off.
Yeah,
of it. And sometimes when I get excited, as I am in this story, because this guy's my hero, sometimes I revert. So I apologize for that. It is octopuses. But anyway, he's just a
badass.
I mean, I don't even know what to say.
He's just fucking cool.
He
that's
literally
just so
cool. Hangs out with them. He feeds them treats. He lets them suction all over his like arms and stuff when he's hanging out at the aquarium. I mean, it's just, I mean, pretty much that's it. There's nothing else really. The story, he just hangs out with them. People call him the octopus whisperer.
Well, they say that octopuses can recognize human faces after a while. Like they start to like recognize you, kind of like your dog recognizes you.
It says Manassi's eyes twinkled with mischief as he acknowledged that encounters with octopus have left a mark on him.
And he says, that's so sweet.
He says, I will come back home sometimes with hickeys all over my arms and neck.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
And it says, so how did he explain them to his wife? And he goes, it's not too difficult when you have about 10 or 15 marks next to each other. It didn't take much. She knew where I was, and after all.
I love that story. That is great.
So he literally just goes, for the past 25 years, he literally just goes to the Boston Aquarium, hangs out with the octopus and the squid and all the cephalopods that they have there, and just feeds them treats. And they crawl up his arm, and then they crawl back in the water, and he plays with them. This man is my hero. I want to meet this man. I want to be this man. And as someone who has plans to get a half sleeve on his arm of an octopus, I think that it shows that I would really dig this story a lot. And it's literally, she'll say right now, I have a twinkle in my eye talking about it. Yeah. Because this seriously makes me happy.
It's super cool. I wish we had an aquarium nearby that we could volunteer at, but we don't.
We could probably go visit a couple times a year. I think Indy has one, I think.
Well, the Shedd Aquarium is really nice in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, it's true. I've never been there, but I hear that's really
Anyway, cool. This is rapid fire news. We don't have time. Pray with the Pope from your iPhone, which you can do now. Click to pray are not words you'd expect to come out of a Pope's mouth. But you can now. Click to pray. That's the app. It's a communal prayer app aimed at young people, because, you know, the church really knows what the young people want.
This is fucked.
Yeah, that's pretty much the story. This is rapid fire news. So if you are of the Christian or Catholic faith, depending on the denomination, go ahead and download the app, click to pray, and you can go ahead and do what all these youngins are doing and pray with your phone.
That just reminds me of that episode of Portlandia that starts with, like, church, it's an option. Acupuncture? We got acupuncture. You want guitars? We got guitars. Yeah. You want to click to pray? We can click to pray.
It's like any churches will do anything to try to stay relevant. They're like, hey, we're cool. Hey, look at us over here. We have an app. Look, it's an option. See that? Kids like that, right? Kids will come for that, right?
I find that absolutely insane. As someone who grew up in that kind of stuff, like that, like a church atmosphere, like just the thought of that, someone thinking that's a good idea. It's just absolutely insane to me. But
oh, yeah. It's quite strange.
The world is crazy. The world has gone absolutely insane. I got another story here. Another old guy. Another cool guy. Probably going to be your hero, River. It won't load, but I kind of read the story already. So here we go.
Give it to me. It's rapid fire news. Go, 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 go.
There's a 60-year-old man who I believe is in New York. If this ever loads, I'll be able to confirm that. He has officially registered, I believe, whatever state he's in, first support alligator.
Oh, I did see the headline, but I didn't read the article.
It's Pennsylvania. It's Pennsylvania. He's a 65-year-old man from Pennsylvania. His gator is named Wally, and he eats chicken wings with him on Sundays. shares an indoor plastic pond, and
oh my gosh, he
is apparently the rescue daddy to a smaller alligator named Scrappy. He likes to give hugs. He likes to play fetch. He is officially registered as a support emotional support alligator.
Oh my gosh!
That's pretty much the story. He gives people hugs and he hangs out with old guys.
That's super fun.
He's a super cute little alligator. He looks pretty cute. He's hugging a lady right there.
Hugging a lady.
And, you know, just take a gander at it. And I think that's...
Did it say he's 5 foot and 60 pounds?
Yeah, he's 5 foot, 60 pounds.
I mean, it's basically a dog.
Pretty much. It's six times that of a dog, but...
It'll be fine. He won't be dead one day, and somebody's gonna come to his apartment and find him dead and half eaten by the alligator. It'll be fine.
All over $800.
Callback.
Anyway, I think that's pretty much it for that story. Given that this is rapid fire news, go, go, go.
I don't have another one. It's your turn still. I only had two. I did two.
What was your first one?
My first one
We're
was
so rapid fire.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. What was my
Actually,
first
that
one?
Wasn't your
that was
your
the
first
tissue.
One.
The tissue. Oh, it was the tissue.
Oh my gosh, guys, we are so rapid fire here. We're losing our own heads.
I only had two, guys. I'm sorry.
We're having so much fun here, though. Losing our own heads. You know who's having more fun? Reed. Out there in the Amazon, learn about butt sex. Hand-on experience he's getting right there. It's all for the name of the podcast. I just want to remind everybody that he is learning currently about butt sex in the Amazon. We sent him there. We didn't think he'd go. It was actually kind of a joke, but he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
And we got a report earlier from him. He said that his butt hurt.
But he's learning a lot.
And he's learning a lot.
Which is the important part. Thanks, Reed.
Good luck out there, buddy. First field reporter for WDKS. I have one more story, I guess. I thought that you had one more for some reason.
No, I didn't.
But this one I had to talk about because it reminds me of the episode of The Library that I just released last week.
What's The Library?
The Library is my biweekly history podcast that I put on by myself. You should go check that out at thelibrarypodcast.com. Everybody go listen. You can learn about things like the Emu War, and about how that relates to this story is that in Galveston, Texas, two emus escaped from some guy's backyard and they were on the loose for a day.
Oh, snap.
And it was pretty fun. Some guy's mom died. She owned them. He took them, and they broke out of his backyard, and they were found in an elementary school hanging out with the kids.
That is so fucking dangerous.
Very scary.
Oh, my gosh.
The police were understandably agitated, and he was like, I didn't know that I wasn't allowed to have emus. And they were like, well, obviously.
How the fuck didn't you know that?
Obviously, you can't, because you can't even keep them in your backyard. And he was like, well, I guess I'll move them. So that's pretty much the story, but I thought that was really funny that emus just like broke out of this guy's backyard.
That's pretty fucking nuts. And they're hanging out with kids like close.
Well, I don't know if they were hanging out with the kids. I didn't like ask the
in
emus,
close proximity.
They were
like,
found at an elementary school. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, emus are dangerous. They can kick the shit out of you, kick you to death. So that's not good.
They're so dangerous. The Australian army had to in. Yep.
They're so dangerous, the Australian army had to assist with getting rid of them. For more on that, listen to The Library.
Yep. I think that's all the news stories we've had. This has been a really rapid-fire news session.
Well, and we're both sitting here drinking. Kyle has a giant Starbucks coffee,
yeah,
I have like a really high caffeinated beverage. I have a nitro cold brew with vanilla sweet cream, and Kyle has a Trenta, which is the most ginormous
size. It's not even on the menu.
You can get from Starbucks. It is an iced coffee with vanilla sweet cream.
That's what I always get.
So for rapid fire news, we got to get that caffeine in us. You know what I'm saying?
If you liked this rapid fire news and you want to see us do more of this stuff and see where we send Reed next, apparently he'll go anywhere we send him. Again, Amazon, learn about butt sex. yeah, just follow us on Instagram at WDKSpod. And just listen to all the old episodes, all the other episodes that we got up there.
Check them out. They're longer. They're about an hour long. But we're thinking we're going to do a few of these mini-sodes every season. So if you like it.
We just wanted to have fun. This is more of a conversational style. Keep it more fresh and funky and light.
Funky.
You know, more conversational. See how things go. See if you guys like it. If you respond well, we'll keep doing some more. Otherwise, we're going to be back here next week with the normal WDKS. So we're going to learn all about what Reed learned during butt sex time. So anyway, that's
butt
it.
Butt sex time.
I don't know what they do in the Amazon. That's it for the rapid fire news for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us for this little bitty episode. We'll see you next week. I'm Kyle. You can find me online at Kyle J. Weeks, and that's my wife.
Hi, I'm River. You can find me on Instagram at river.j.weeks. You can find us on Instagram, the podcast, at WDKSpod. That's WDKSpod on Instagram. And guess what? We're also on Facebook. So check us out on both of those platforms. And we'll see you next week, guys.
Bye.